Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
What are we doing, man? Is 3 months not enough time to get ready to actually face the music? Like, what are we doing here? Today is the day, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Today is the day that we were supposed to hear Deshaun Watson speak for the first time in anticipation of the Texans taking on the Browns. We have some breaking news here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. This effing guy.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, so now the Browns this morning, they send out their list of players that are going to be speaking. Deshaun Watson not on the list. So normally this is when the starting quarterback speaks for the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson not on the list. You know what I think might be happening?
What's that?
Maybe Kevin Stefanski doesn't want to announce Deshaun's the quarterback because he's got that Lovey Smith thought. This is a competitive advantage.
All right, I have some thoughts on this. I'm an amateur public relations guy, an amateur psychologist. Those are my side gigs on a very, very low level. But whomever is advising Deshaun Watson, if in fact it is Deshaun Watson's call here, because Figgy made a good point. This might have been the Browns saying, yeah, we don't want that heat. We don't want all that attention on us right now, blah, 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 blah. Either way, this makes it worse. Like when they're saying, okay, what happens if we talk? What happens if we don't talk? If you talk, you get it done. You get your cursory questions out. You know what questions are coming. He gets to speak in his own voice, get it out of the way. Boom, boom, boom. You're on your way to Thursday and game week and the rest of game week. This makes it worse. What are you thinking? He looks bad, whether it was the Browns' decision or his decision. He's going to look bad by not participating in the media availability today. And then the other thing that I think is more important, it'll be worse when he does talk. It's going to be, well, you know, even worse. The question's more pointed. Maybe even questions about backing out of this thing. And then, worst case scenario, the third thing.
It's been August 18th last time he spoke.
Yeah.
So you didn't, 3 months plus, didn't have you ready to go?
He looks bad. They look bad.
Come on, man. You're making more of it. Just go about
exactly.
Your
it'll be worse.
When have they decided not to start him for this game?
They're going to start him.
And then here's the worst thing of all. You're putting it on other people to speak for you. That's weak, man.
Well, it might be
I
them.
Thought you
it
were.
It might be them.
It might be the Browns. I said up front, it might be the Browns. But even then, the Browns are putting it on other people to speak on behalf of Deshaun Watson. What is Kevin Stefanski going to talk about today? Who are the other players on the list that you got, Figgy? What are they going to talk about today? What are they going to be asked about? Who's on the list? You know?
Nah, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? What are they going to be asked about? Deshaun Watson returning to Houston. Yeah. This is weak. Weak. Who makes these decisions? How can you be so ignorant to simple public relations, simple propriety? How can you be that ignorant?
Damn, Deshaun. Wanted to hear what he had to say. Adam Spillane's in the building. Spo, Deshaun Watson, he's not on the media availability list. Starting quarterback supposed to speak, not speaking.
He's not speaking this week?
I don't know. Not speaking today.
Not speaking today, which is normal day. He was not on the list that they put out. And you were walking in when I said that. I think, how tone deaf, how ignorant to basic public relations do you have to be?
You know what Stefanski should say, though?
What?
I don't have to tell you guys who my quarterback is because it gives a competitive advantage.
To the Houston Texans?
Look, we're not going to deal in hypotheticals. I don't have to tell you who my quarterback is until the starting lineup. We had a starting lineup last week, okay? We're going to have a starting quarterback after that, okay? I don't have to tell you guys. All right, now, Brooks, if you have a question, hold on. Let's get someone else in here. Jonathan, I don't need your help either, okay? All right? Let's go. Devin Stefanski.
I get blown away by just, these are major billion-dollar corporations. They can't do the simplest things right.
This is 3 months to prepare for, sir.
Yeah, it was August 18th?
Yes, like this is, like, it's like, I understand, like, early on in the process. First of all, I think the process is going to intensify. Mm-hmm. But, like, this was all you had to even think about for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be back. How are we going to get him acclimated to things? Like, from a competitive standpoint, how are we going to have him ready to go with the first team? Oh, PR-wise, he's going to have his press conference just like everyone else does on Wednesday. You throw him out there on Wednesday, it's going to be the same thing. Now, all of a sudden, you've got people in Cleveland who are ready to cover this thing. They're lined up. They're getting ready. You're not putting him out there. So whenever he goes out there, it's even worse for him, just like you said. How do these people have jobs? Would Nick Caserio say they're good at their jobs? I don't know. He's the one who, like, is the one that's... capable. Nick Caserio is the one who tells people who's
good
at their job. Is the Browns PR Nick Caserio
or Deshaun's PR?
Smuggy Nick. No. Smuggy yeah. Nick. Is the Browns PR good at their job? 713-572-4680. Who knows? Maybe I'm one of the media types that's not good at mine, sir. Just want to know. Because I don't think they're handling this right. I'm not going to be.
Oh, don't think.
I'm not a big enough weasel. Yeah. And I don't think highly enough of myself to say, well, they're just not good at their jobs. Because I'm sure they might be.
No, they're not.
This is a bad decision. Yeah. This is a bad decision.
Your thoughts?
I mean, I wouldn't want Deshaun Watson speaking either. Every time he speaks, it goes really, really poorly. So,
But he has
worse
to.
This way.
Oh, well. This whole thing is going to be bad. So, yeah, he just needs to get it out of the way. He's going to have to deal with it now during the week. He's going to have to deal with it after the game Sunday. I'm looking forward to hearing from him on Sunday after that game. But, yeah, whenever he opens his mouth, really bad stuff comes out of it. And it's just – I would try to keep him away from the media too.
Yeah.
Man, I'm surprised he hadn't done, like, some sort of sit-down. I thought he was going to – because I heard the word on the street was that he was going to have – before the
– wouldn't he have a documentary or something?
Yes. Yeah. Remember when Jim Trotter teased
remember that?
It? Yeah, that was one of the worst-kept secrets. So before the legal stuff came up, Deshaun Watson was basically going to have a documentary, like, showing how he was going to force his way out of town. I think Michael Smith and Michael Hawley were going to have, like, the upper hand in it. And that's how Jim Trotter knew, because Jim Trotter now does a podcast with Michael Hawley. Mm-hmm. See, you can learn some stuff if you listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I'm going to just tell you how it's going to work.
I'll make note of that.
Just, hey. But... that's what was going to happen. That was the plan. The plan was Michael Hawley, Michael Smith, and we've said this throughout. They were going to have, like, some sort of documentary. I know Brian Burney's he's a little too loud. He talks to too many people.
Yeah, he does.
But they were going to have, like, a documentary of, like, the revolutionary forcing your way out of town thing. And that's why Jim Trotter was with Rich Eisen. He's like, oh, well, oh, never mind. Not going to say anything. Not going to say anything. And all of a sudden, boom, Tony Busby drops his stuff. And that's what happens. I think that documentary's gone. And you can't have
I'm
that.
Guessing.
Unless you're going to give me the legal stuff, too, you can't really have that documentary in good taste.
No. You know, you can't do it.
I'd pay big money for whatever on the cutting room floor, though.
Oh, for sure.
Because I would love to see how that whole thing went down and how he's trying to decide, oh, yeah, we're going to – this is the hand that we're going to play.
Or maybe this is going to be like the Jordan one. It's going to be 25 years from now, 20 years from now, and we're going to get it all.
You know what Deshaun strikes me as? Deshaun strikes me as – and as a reality TV junkie. Hell, I watched Love Island yesterday up till the – man, I did not know that there's more new episodes coming. I thought I was going to be able to binge 10 episodes of Love Island. But the worst thing about reality shows is when they're too fake. I know they're fake, but I could see Deshaun Watson having, like, a reality show where he basically, like, reacts, like, what happened, and, like, Jilly's in it, and she's like, oh, my God, he is cheating on me with these massage therapists. Let me see your Instagram. Let me see your Instagram. Something like that.
We have some baseball to talk about.
Oh, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. Baseball, spell. We've, by the way, Lopez basically called you a D-list guest.
Were you listening?
Fallon.
No, but I saw the poll.
That he's being lame.
He said Spo might get bumped. I said, you're more important than Deshaun.
I said,
well, first of all, I'm not. So let's make that clear.
I said Spo would say this. I said that if Deshaun Watson, when he was scheduled to speak, was supposed to be about 10:45, about right now, 10:50. Mm-hmm. I said, if Adam Spillane is on when Deshaun hits the podium, Adam's going to be like that last guest on Jimmy Fallon. You get bumped.
And I
come back tomorrow.
Well, I'm not coming back tomorrow.
Well,
but,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And he's like, he said, he turned that into, I hate Adam Spillane. I said, Adam will tell you that.
And then he took a shot at McClain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, I said, who do you like better as a guest, McClain or Spo? It was a question.
And then he said, McClain is basically Olajuwon with the Raptors.
I don't think I said basically, but neither here nor there. Let's give you a chance to participate in some whiskey talk. Well, first of four chances here on Sports Radio 610, one of the best things we do.
The holiday season is here, and another Yellow Rose Whiskey Talk with Sean Pendergast holiday special is coming next Tuesday. Be caller number 5 right now, and you and a guest will be joining us at this exclusive event. Call now, 713-572-4610. Be caller number 5 to 713-572-4610, and you're on your way to the Yellow Rose Distillery for our special holiday whiskey talk next Tuesday night.
All right, two guys that were actually selected with Texans draft picks will speak today for the Cleveland Browns. Denzel Ward, he was that first rounder in 2018. And then Nick Chubb, who was that second rounder that the Texans sent to Brock Osweiler. They'll speak, but no Deshaun Watson. Normally it's the quarterback, no Deshaun Watson today. We'll monitor the situation closely. Maybe they send him out there tomorrow. Maybe they send him out there the next day. But Deshaun Watson was, we thought, was going to speak today. He is not. Check out the Utopia podcast with Sean Pendergast and in his prime, John McClain. They will have a mailbag Wednesday.
Is that what you said earlier?
Today, no. He's as good as he ever was, okay?
I was just kidding.
Check it out on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast. Coming up, boy, Jeff Bagwell's got no love for the stat geeks. Some have accused Adam Spillane of being a stat geek.
Some.
He talked to Jeff Bagwell yesterday.
Looking in the mirror?
And I cannot wait to hear what Adam Spillane has to say about the new man in charge of the best team in town. Don't let anyone tell you different. The King Jeff Bagwell spoke. We are going to get Baseball Spo's reaction next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.